Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, 49 degrees. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the speed of coronavirus in the state is now under control.
The KDHE says the state has seen a lower spread than anticipated from the Thanksgiving holiday. Governor Kelly says it's due to the state's extra precautions.
So give credit to the unified testing strategy, which has really exploded the number of tests that we are doing. So, sure, we want those numbers to continue to come down, and we want to continue to protect Kansans.
She also urged citizens to practice social distancing and to wear a mask as you gather for this Christmas holiday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Spirit AeroSystems will begin the furlough of nearly 450 hourly Wichita employees. The company said the furloughs will begin on January 4th, and the furloughs follow the report that there were structural defects on Boeing's 787, as well as reports that the company is cutting production on the plane. The employees who are being impacted will be placed on a 21-calendar-day temporary furlough.
The Sedgwick County Commission held a special meeting Tuesday.
Commissioners approved the final payment of just over $111,000 to Wichita State for the Molecular Diagnostics Lab, which brings the total funding to $4 million, which comes from CARES Act funding. The WSU lab has increased the county's ability to perform saliva-based COVID-19 testing. County leaders also announced the new coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress will extend their CARES Act spending to the end of 2021. While the county intends to finish the spending as planned by the end of this year, they say the new bill will give them some flexibility into January. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Federal officials and Pfizer are reported to be close to a deal to get more COVID vaccine doses from the drug maker.
The U.S. government said to be closing in on a deal with Pfizer to get tens of millions more COVID vaccines. In exchange for that, the drug maker would get better access to manufacturing supplies. AP's reporting a source says that deal could be wrapped up soon. Pfizer already has a contract with the feds to deliver 100 million doses. But federal officials had said they were in talks to get 100 million more. The new aspect of this negotiation is the company's call to get those supplies. The government could use the Defense Production Act to order private manufacturers to come up with the supplies Pfizer's requesting. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump issues a series of pardons days prior to the Christmas holiday.
The president announced 15 pardons in all, notable among them George Papadopoulos and Alex van der Zwaan, both of whom were charged with making false statements in the Mueller probe. He also credited public figures and current lawmakers for the pardons and sentence commutations of former Republican legislators Chris Collins, Duncan Hunter, and Steve Stockman, all convicted of either fraud or misuse of funds. Pardons also went to two ex-Border Patrol agents jailed in the shooting of an undocumented immigrant and a South Carolina preacher convicted of drug possession who has mentored at-risk youth since his release. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A Florida couple facing charges after making a bizarre exit ahead of a flight to Atlanta.
Passengers on a Delta flight say the couple flying with their Great Dane changed seats several times. Antonio Murdoch appeared to become more panicked as they neared takeoff from New York City's LaGuardia Airport. That's when he pushed past the flight attendant, opened up the cabin door, and slid down the emergency slide. Brianna Greco and the couple's Great Dane followed behind immediately. Both are now facing criminal mischief and trespassing charges. The dog was taken to an animal shelter. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After enjoying some great weather to start the week, big changes in store today with a powerful cold front pushing through. Behind that, northwest winds are gusting over 50 miles per hour as temperatures fall into the low 30s. Clear and cold tonight, Tarlo 19, sunny, breezy, and 39 on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, our high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 49 degrees, west wind, gusting to 24 miles per hour. 6:35, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Could that story be right? We just heard from Fox a moment ago. The people had a Great Dane in the cabin.
It was a Great Dane puppy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Great Dane's one of those great big dogs.
That's what the copy I read yesterday said.
So the Great Dane puppy. That's a different story altogether.
Still, these people are behaving in a bizarre fashion.
Bizarre fashion. Today is Wednesday, December 23rd. That means 2 days till Christmas, of course. And on this date in 2001, Time magazine named New York City City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani its Person of the Year for his steadfast response to the 9/11 terrorist attack. And I think Rudy's been pretty controversial since then with a lot of things, but I got to tell you, at that time, I was a big admirer of what he did in 9/11. He was spectacular.
He was in a pretty rough spot, and he came through shining in those tough times.
Man of the year. Well, it's a situation affecting many hospitals and nursing homes these days. Patients are not being allowed visitors because of the coronavirus, but in this case, patients and residents are still able to get a warm, fuzzy feeling from visitors because those making the visits are warm and furry. Officials at the Hebrew Home in Riverdale, New Jersey, had a pet therapy program for 20 years, and the dogs currently in service have been able to brighten the mood of residents. One dog is named Zeus, a Bichon Frise, is that the way it says?
Frise. Yeah.
Frise. The other is Marley, a gentle Great Dane. To increase the number of patients who benefit from the program, officials at the home have two new recruits in training to provide the affection and hugs that visitors would usually bring.
And that's pretty good stuff, right?
That's nice to have a dog there to give you a little affection, right? But, you know, this is a tragic situation.
I know, it sure is.
Nobody can visit you. Nobody can brighten your spirits. Heck, you were in this situation for a long time here, several weeks ago, Ted. So there you go. Wichita Police advising residents who call the non-emergency call center case desk at 268-4221 may not get through due to IT-related issues. That means computer, I guess. Officials working to resolve this issue. In the meantime, citizens can call one of the four patrol substations to file a report Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And you can find those numbers. Apparently, it's on our webinar news story at knssradio.com. So, communication problem. Apparently, some sort of computer glitch. If you can imagine that happening, Ted, in any situation.
All right. So what number is it that's in trouble?
I don't know. The number that's in trouble is 268-4221.
Which is what?
I don't know what that is. I've never called it as a media person. Have you? So I don't think anybody was calling it anyway. Anyway, that's from the police department. They want to make sure that folks can get a hold of them. There is a number called 911 if it's an emergency, right?
That is true. That's the one I can remember.
Yeah. That's easy to remember. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, technical selling and profit-taking helped pull the cattle complex into negative triple-digit losses yesterday. There still has been no cash cattle trade reported in our feed yards. Boxed beef prices have finally started to show some signs of forging a bottom. In Tuesday afternoon's cold storage report showed beef stocks were 7% higher than a year ago, and pork stocks were down 28% compared to a year ago. Lean hogs traded quiet yesterday and closed slightly positive, and this afternoon is the quarterly hogs and pigs report that expected to be slightly price friendly for the hogs. At the close yesterday, Feb live cattle $1.20 lower at 113.45. March feeder cattle $1.25 lower at 141.87. And February hogs were 10 cents higher at 66.02. Now, Tuesday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans were able to bounce off the session lows to close positive. Also, new contract highs were made in some soybean, soy meal, soy oil, and corn contracts yesterday. We have seen a resurgence of upside overnight in the soybeans on the weather in Argentina and the possibility of more demand for U.S. soybeans. Now, the markets will have an early close on Thursday. At the moment, March KC wheat's down a penny at 578 and a quarter. March corn's 2 3/4 higher at 446 and a quarter. And March soybeans 9.5 cents higher at 1259 and a half. February crude oil 6 cents higher at 4708. February gold down $5.70 at 1864.60. The March S&P 5 1/4 points higher at 3682 and a half. The March dollar index 19 cents lower at $90.35. And March Dow Jones futures up 41 points at 29,953. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, 2 days till Christmas. Do you realize?
It's right around the corner.
It is right around the corner. Now, we've been talking a little bit this morning about the preferred main dish at Christmas time. Just between the three of us here, and I wonder if they, you know, we're talking about maybe ham, turkey, beef brisket, something like that. What is the fare at the Loeffler house? What do you guys usually have?
You know, it varies. There's not anything one year that we do the same. I mean, we've had everything from all three that you mentioned there, plus we've even had Mexican food. You know, it just it seems like it does, whatever everybody decides they want to have, and it's not one thing every year.
Okay, and is there a vote that's taken, or do you are you in charge? You say, we're going to have this. That's what I want.
I guarantee you I'm not in charge.
Yeah. You're not in charge.
Oh. I'm not in charge. If I was in charge, we'd have steak every year.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's what my nephew is pulling for. He says, why should we adhere to tradition? Let's have steak.
Exactly.
I tell you, the plan at my house, we've never done this before. My wife is going to take on a prime rib for Christmas dinner, the two of us. What do you think?
I think that sounds fantastic.
I'll let you know how it turns out. She's never tried it before, but we're going to see what happens.
If Tom had his way, we'd be eating steak and talking about soy oil.
Soy oil?
The prices of soy oil Christmas long.
Yeah, Christmas dinner at their house. Hey, did you see what happened with soy oil this week? Right, Ted? Right?
Sounds like a winner to me.
Okay, there you go. We've got him speechless. Well, I'm going to let you go to work here. You need to go to work today and do something productive. So thanks for being with us, and we'll check with you again tomorrow on Christmas Eve. All right, 641 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Tom Loeffler, the commodities elf.
Are you getting the most out of your Social Security?
Oh.
Yeah, Don Grant on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!